Maybe late. Kristen won't be here. She's under the weather physically. And Suzanne won't make it because there's a water break at the museum in the basement. So she's a little bit busy with that. How's our new baby doing? I was wondering.
As far as I know, really good. I mean, after the last meeting, he was going to be released within a few days. I mean, for an early boy, that's really good.
Good.
How's she doing?
Really good.
Good.
That's a different one, Nick.
This is a different one? Oh. Looks so similar, I kind of. So, as far as roll call, then, of course, you just heard Liz is will probably be late. Although this may be a short meeting, what the heck am I going to do until 4:30?
You're going to come up and visit with us.
Am I still?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so I guess we'll call the meeting to order then, and if we have any public comments, and see, we probably have none. And do I have a motion for the approval of December's meetings?
So moved.
Second.
Favor, aye.
Aye.
And those no. So we'll go. And we're ready for education. Yeah, good, Andrew.
Surviving. Wish my son would go back to school, but other than that.
Yeah.
Maybe you have some control over that. Send him back.
Hopefully tomorrow we'll all be back in school. But Dr. Diver apologizes he can't be here. He had to go to Springfield today. So haven't heard from him. I don't know if that's good news or bad news about the highways. So hopefully it's better. We had a couple things we wanted to report. We are starting our compliance visits of our schools. I know we've talked about these in the past, and we've always invited pass those around. This is a schedule of our visits. If anybody would want to come along on a visit or part of a visit, feel free to contact us, and you can kind of see what we do, what we go through between health, life, safety, looking at programs, looking at policies, procedures, those types of things. Our GED test center is up and running. We're going to hopefully, if we get the snow cleared out and get some decent weather, hopefully have a grand opening that we'll invite all of you to. But we have gotten all of our final approvals, and we are ready to go. So that is in process, and we're also going to be doing some other testing as well. We've been approved to do some teacher licensure testing, as well as some IT-type testing for, like, Microsoft and Cisco training and those types of things. So those will all be available through the test center.
Do you know what the stipulation is for the conceal and carry testing?
Oh, I know a little bit because we've been handling a lot of the people.
You're going to handle it? Okay.
But we're handling, we're doing fingerprints.
Oh, you're going
to
do the
fingerprints. We're eligible to do fingerprints, and that's the reason, one of the reasons why we came and asked this committee 2 months ago, I guess now, for upgrade our machines is because the state was requiring that for fingerprint vendors to be able to do that. The testing, as far as the classes go, if you're prior military, you get 8 hours waived, and then you've got another 8-hour concealed carry course that you can have. Otherwise, it's a 16-hour program. There are a lot of vendors who are doing it right now, some during the week, most on the weekends. The application process is online, at least as of right now. I understand there's going to be a paper process coming here in July, maybe, if somebody wants to apply on paper. But we can go ahead and take care of the fingerprinting. And we have been doing quite a number of those. I don't have a number for this month since it just started officially January 1. But I know the next month's meeting we'll have a number for you and the number of fingerprints we've done. And I can break that down for concealed carry if you'd like.
Yeah. No, I'm just wondering because our commander there in Troy just dead of winter on Sunday. They had a, over here in Granite or somewhere, had their class.
I know there are a lot of them going right now, and like I said, there are a lot of people coming through. We've been averaging, The snow's kind of thrown it off, but the first few days that they were eligible after the new year, we were averaging between 30 and 40 people a day coming in to get fingerprints.
Good, good. And what do you charge?
We're $42. This is not a moneymaker for us. This is a public service.
Yeah.
As you know, we for years have been doing teachers. Mm-hmm. And so when we had the opportunity to become a public site, we did, and we chose not to raise our fees. There are fees out there anywhere from $50 and all the way up to, I heard somebody came in saying they were looking around one gun shop some places, apparently bought their own machines and was charging $110 a print. So, but this is not a moneymaker for us, this is a public service and for the county.
Yeah. I'm getting questions up at the VFW.
If you want to send people in, and we were happy to
do it. Now, what's your address there in Granite?
Oh, no, it's up here.
Up here, uh-huh. Upstairs. Okay, yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah, upstairs on the fourth floor. We do it at between 8 and 4. We try to, just in case we have a lobby full of people at 4:30, 4 o'clock, we want to be able to process everybody through before the end of the day.
Yeah.
But usually it takes 5-10 minutes, depending on how everybody's prints are. Any other questions?
No, I guess we're good. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Brad, how's it going?
How's everybody? Thanks for allowing me to update the numbers. We had completed our annual report, so I'll just give you the totals for that, and hope everyone enjoying here. 10 inches or 14, depending on where you are.
It's a blast.
Or if you had a drill, then you might have 5 feet and
more
speakers.
15.
I loved
it. 15.
For the office contacts, last year we received 11,453. That's between telephone calls, office visits, home visits, other communications. We had 27 service organizations certified last year through our board. That's up one from the beginning of the year, 26. We had a total of 52 delegates on our board. The assistance applications, we did 213 applications for veterans emergency financial assistance last year, for a total assistance payments last year, $62,723. That's, shelter, electric, gas, food, personal hygiene. And then on the Veterans Treatment Court, emergency assistance applications, we did 41 veterans applications for assistance for a total payment of $45,391. And it's the same pretty much categories: rent, electric, water, sewer, trash, food, and household items. The vet court last year, we had 52 new applications received. We had 16 new applications pending. We had 18 new enrollments. At the end of last year, we had 32 current enrollments, and we had 16 graduates last year. I can get everyone a copy of this as well. Casework. This is pretty much the bulk of our office as well. This is like the filing of the compensation and pensions claims with the VA, medical enrollments, discharge request, legal referrals, service organization referrals, and appointment of VSO claim reps. Last year we filed 88 compensation claims, 37 pension claims, processed 68 medical enrollments, 80 discharge processed, records requested, 368 appointments of claim reps, 26 legal referral appointments, 69 service organization referrals, and we collected and disposed of 11 flags. And then the jobs program, we had 140 vets completed intakes in our office, or scheduled intakes. 100 of them completed the intake, 100 of them completed the questionnaire. We had 9 legal referrals out of the jobs program, 30 legal or 30 school-related referrals out of the intakes. We referred 99 vets out of all the different programs to different employment and training-related services, and we attended 13 related job and employment-related affairs. This was pretty much something that we started started really hitting hard last year, was volunteers within our office. The Veterans Treatment Court program, at the beginning of December last year, we started with 0. We ended the year with 6 trained volunteer mentors, with a total of 93 volunteer mentor hours. And then we started last year with the GRAVE, VGRP, the Grave Marker Restoration Program. Just kind of launching that. We have 5 volunteers in that, and we added 2 new, and total of 58.5 hours on that program. And then we have the transportation, DAV, Volunteer Transportation Network, which is administered by the VA volunteer program. We have 1 van in that network. Volunteer driver hours is 803, veterans transported 199, and miles driven was 11,678 miles, for a total of 11 volunteers and a total of 954 hours. And we currently got another volunteer request pending right now. So, sorry if that report took so long. Any question on that?
I'd like to make a suggestion, if I may. I don't know if you've ever seen the child advocacy reports that they have. Sometimes it's 2 pieces of paper, but I wonder if you could kind of condense that information. And I mean, you don't need to have the long strip with all the, but if you could kind of condense that and give us the numbers and maybe bullet marks of what we're talking about. It may help us, or at least me. I guess I'm talking for me. I couldn't talk for anyone else.
I agree.
That it would help me follow your numbers a little bit closer, and it helped me to maybe understand, digest that a little bit better, so that I'm just not hearing things going through my head without being able to absorb it. I mean, I'm not trying to be...
No, I get it. It helped me remember some questions, too.
Yeah. I can give you the whole report, but...
A question that I had while you were talking was, you've mentioned several times pension applications, and I was wondering, since I've never been in the military, is this for older veterans that never received a pension, or I'm not sure how that works, people that didn't used to get a pension when they were in the service?
There's a select group of veterans, usually after the Carter administration, that they kind of just let out, and then they came back and said, well, we kind of did a disservice to.
I see.
So in lieu of Social Security, they let them apply for a VA pension in lieu of their Social Security.
Okay.
So it's like a window of time for what they consider non-wartime, they gotta fit into this window of time. So they get that, and if they fit into that criteria, then they apply and they pretty much get that instead of other benefits, or the difference of the hiring. So,
gotcha.
So it's just a matter of finding those vets, applying for it, and getting them that benefit. And that's what we very good want to do.
I have a question. On the sheet, can I get that real quick?
Sure.
For veterans assistance, There's Southwest Airline for like $3,000. What is that?
That was for our grant. We went to Washington, D.C. for our Veterans Treatment Court. It was the first annual Veterans Treatment Court conference.
How many people went?
We had four mentors, five mentors, and then a sixth total. And we went, it was 4 days, 5 days. And it was covered underneath the Veterans Treatment Court.
Okay.
Did you have fun?
There wasn't any free time.
Learned anything good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
It was interesting. So we had a lot of... Madison County was the only county that had the most volunteer mentors trained.
Really?
Out of the entire nation.
Wow. Huh. Nice.
This is the cradle of alternative
court
systems here.
Yeah. So, and we did start this fiscal year, we started working on the SSVF grant that we co-worked on with Chestnut Health Systems and wrote with them. And since the beginning of that, we have pushed through and serviced and screened 29 veterans underneath that program. We're also working with implementing a program with Madison County Health Department on implementing the Affordable Care Act, so veterans are not pushed into the marketplace and charged for health insurance through the marketplace, because they're allowed to be exempt from the Affordable Care Act if they're eligible for VA benefits, or they're in the military and have access to TRICARE.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that at some of these shows that we've had at the convention center, there's always a group from the veterans that seems to be there to explain their coverage. Do we have anything to do with that? Or?
It's probably the Lost Veterans Project. Is that
It didn't. It just said... if you're a veteran, we will talk to you about your caregiving.
Was it in St. Louis?
No. It was in Collinsville at our convention center. It was at the gun show, and then this past weekend we had the Let's Go Fishing show, and they were there also.
It depends on, you know, what event. I mean, if you give me their name, I can definitely look into it. Mm-hmm. A lot of the... if it's a private event or something like that, then, you know, we just, we might not know them all.
Oh, okay.
So some of the agencies, you know, if you know them, definitely let us know.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay.
The only other thing is I passed out two flyers. One is they're both for the same event, but one has the transportation sites on them and contact numbers if somebody needs a ride to the event. If you would just post them somewhere in your area or a prominent area where you think somebody homeless may be. You can also make photocopies of them as well. You're more than welcome to stop by our office and pick up more. Also send an email out with them as well.
I think I've seen online you guys are posted for a job for a veterans assistant or something like that.
Yes, we need seen that online. More applicants. We've had to extend the deadline for a bookkeeper. It's just a niche job. So, mm-hmm. One of our requirements is they have to be a veteran, so that even niches it down even further. So
you... Have you sent these flyers to any particular organizations? Like Roger could probably see it already being sent and posted at his VFW post?
There's various organizations that are posting them around Madison County Community Development. And then we assigned them to different areas throughout the county.
Okay, no other questions, and I guess we're ready to check about our mental health.
Well, as I mentioned last month, this is kind of our cleanup month, and we have done some massive clean out of our offices. In fact, it almost looks different. But that's just stuff we needed to do. This month, basically, is our annual meeting, and we'll be able to finish up our 1 and 3 year plan tonight. We want to get new photos. This is our meeting where our board members review the bylaws and have an election, if you will. We generally use kind of a rotation thing to enter our board offices, but we will have new officers after tonight and take some photos. Things are coming along nicely. Our agencies are all doing really well right now, knock wood. There's some upcoming trainings. I'm glad you brought the flyers because I forgot to bring those. And I believe still, because our board supports Project Homeless Connect every year too, they're always looking for donations too. So if you know of a business that has some cold weather items or anything that would be useful in any way, I know that they are taking donations for that. The only other item that I wanted to mention, because I've talked about it in the past, our board has long been interested in doing the mental health first aid for lay people in the community. If you're not familiar with it, it's a training, and they've shortened the hours now, but it's for kind of like for frontline staff, folks that aren't mental health professionals, but who come in contact with public frequently and want to better be able to help people in a crisis situation. That's what this training is for. And so we have some local people through our agencies now that are trained in that and can do the training. And so we're hoping to finally be able to roll that out here. I know in the past we've talked about doing it for EMTs, food pantry staff. We have a kind of a complete list idea of how we want to roll that out because we want to provide it for free. So those are things that we hope to get rolling in the next couple months. Other than that, we're just chugging along. We've been down to 2 staff the last 3 months, so we're looking forward to having our third office person back at the end of this month. So things are going real well.
I was just wondering, because there's mental health both involved with what you do, and is there any overlap where you two communicate or help each other out or work with each other? Does that happen frequently?
Yes.
I think I probably heard that before, but I thought I better. New year, new
when
month.
When I call, she doesn't pick up the phone, and when she calls, I don't pick up the
phone. there's a definite connection, and I think I've mentioned this in the past. Like, mm-hmm. I know when I get calls from departments that I never get calls from, something's up. And generally, planning and development here is always a good one because there's a couple of guys who deal with code issues, mm-hmm. and they'll go into a home and they'll see that there's a really bad hoarding issue. And I'm trying to think if there would be anything else. Generally, it's a hoarding issue. Either it's an older person or they see that there's people just living in terrible situations. And so then they call me. And then if I find out that there's any way we can lump on some veterans assistance, then I call Brad and vice versa. I know last year we seemed to have a lot of clients we kind of came together for.
The most difficult ones are the ones you can't, you know, their civil rights, you know, those are the
yes.
ones.
It's the in-between. Sometimes the older folks it's easier, and sometimes with kids it's easier, but it's that whole group of individuals in between that you really can't. There's only so much you can do, but
I guess I just need to hear that again, because I know you've spoken about it before, but it's been a while, and you hear so many things that happens higher than our level where there's lack of communication, where different departments don't talk like, this is my business and that's your business, and
sure.
Common sense kind of wants you to ask, why can't you do some things together? But at any rate, that's the reason I brought it. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. So child advocacy, did we happen to receive any kind of a memo? I think last month we requested that maybe she give us some kind of a brief write-up or someone there just to kind of keep us abreast of what may be going on. But of course, Linda's not here.
I'm just
she's,
yeah. I don't know if Linda received anything or not. But
yeah,
I can tell you from the counseling program, their services were up greatly in December because we get those monthly reports and Julie Everhart puts those together for us. Yeah. So I can't speak to how many interviews they did, but a lot of people came through the counseling services.
Right. I don't like it when they're busy.
We're always thrilled though with our numbers because that means at least the people that are coming through there and then following up and they're getting some help for the kids and for the parents. And
do you have anything on that training you were talking about?
Which one?
As far as dates.
Mental health, the first aid. I haven't. We've got to sit down. It was one of those deals where the training was so unrealistically just really expensive. We didn't know for a while how we were going to fairly offer that out to our mental health centers. And in the meantime, they took it upon themselves because it is important to get the trainers trained. So now it's just what can we do to make this happen?
I'm friends with the director of the Hope Center in Forest Homes. And I thought maybe I'd pass that information on
to her staff. Sure. That does remind me, I forgot to mention another service for your constituents that I should have said. We also work with Madison County Catholic Charities with their counseling program, and they are starting a new legal aid project, which will be a complement of different types of cases they can take on. They'll do some things that are similar to Land of Lincoln, but they're also going to do some different things. And for lower-income people, that's huge. I mean, they can't even afford to get out of situations that you and I probably would take for granted. So, anyway.
Do you have any dates? Would you
say? I will. As soon as I get something set up, I will share that, too.
Thank you. All right. That sounds good.
I'm going to assume you're here to represent the County Museum.
You are correct.
And you're probably wanting each of us to donate one of our socks so that you can tie off leaks or
that's
what?
Right. We have Suzanne would have been here, but at the last minute we had a second water leak today. So we had a radiator fall off the wall earlier, which was the first water leak. And now we have another pipe burst in the closet in Suzanne's office, so she's frantically trying to salvage papers. So I said, well, I'll come up and say something. So,
other than help.
Yeah, but the facilities management people are there, and they're taking good care of us. So we're really happy about that. So they came right away when we called this morning. So they've been there all day, and they're working things out. So we've got help. So we're not just drowning on our own. Other than that, it's standard operating procedure at the museum. We close sometimes when the weather gets really bad because in the place where we're at, the position we're in, we're sometimes the last place to get cleaned off, which understandably, it's more important to get some other spots first. And a lot of our people who come in are older, and we don't want anybody falling before things get cleaned off. So we've had a couple snow days, but we're trying to catch up, keep things going, and salvage what doesn't get wet. But none of the museum collection has been ruined. It's all anything that's gotten wet is paper items like letterhead, things like that. So
that's good.
It's nothing in.
So it's more personal day to day type of business rather than things that we've been
rather than collections collection items. It's just office supplies type things. So.
Well, I guess she's entitled to bring us a little bit of bad news because normally we get 11 months of good news. She's our good news lady. Yeah.
So. Well, I bring the bad news. She can bring the good news.
I'm sorry all that's going on. But
she's got that worked out pretty good, doesn't she?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how that happened.
Well, we thank you very much for coming and give us kind of an update. But more leaks. Wow. Yeah. Raider, you're pulling up a ceiling or off the wall. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anybody else have any other questions or comments that they want to make about it? And let's see, we have the bills to pay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
And second. Mick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
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 And I, yes. Okay, and we don't have any purchase approvals, do we? I don't see any. So.
Nick, one more thing. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Last meeting, I mentioned that I would like to see Child Advocacy Center moved off of living off of county fees, and maybe swap with somebody that's not so important for children. And I don't really know how to go about starting something like that. Do you have any advice?
Well, I think one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to Joe because we're going to be. They're going to be start working. Well, of course, they've approved the budget, but we need to start looking ahead to the next to see where there's places maybe we can take a little bit or add a little bit and at least give her some type of a budget. And she may have to survive a little bit, somewhat, I'm just speaking now off top of my head, that there still may be fees in order, but if we can kind of supplement that with money that she knows that she's guaranteed, because you and I feel, I think, very much the same. For such an important cause that they're involved in, that they had to constantly go out and drum up money for that,
I agree.
Does not seem right at all to me that we should be providing dollars for that. So, yeah, I will talk to Joe about that, and I'll try and give you guys an idea of what he's thinking and what maybe we can work towards to see if we can help
anything
out.
Anything I can do, I'd like to be involved as much as possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Anything else? And do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? Second. Pick your choice there. That's good with me. Whatever one you heard the best. And all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those, no. And we're